broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for... Man, it's just crazy the time flies. It's already October the 14th in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's already hour two of two. Time flies when you're rocking and rolling. Wow, there's so much stuff going on in America, folks, it's hard to even fathom. Yeah, Donald Trump won the debate and he wasn't even in it. Wow, it's crazy. Larry Pratt was with us last hour. Gunowners.org. I'm a lifetime member. Highly recommend you become one. This hour is brought to you by thepowermall.com. Go for the red stuff and the green stuff. Gary Knoll products. Check it out today. Vegetables and fruits at your fingertips for your smoothies and more. Absolutely incredible. Just call them up, the Power Hour, and say, man, I need red stuff and green stuff. Sam says so. All right. Donald Trump uses Twitter, crashes the debate. All are very scripted and rehearsed. Boy, is he correct on that count. After months of difficulties, says the mainstream press, a night that turned to Clinton's way. Good luck with that. Drudge has thousands of people voting, and they say Bernie blew away Hillary. Trump blew away them both, and he wasn't even on the stage. Flip-flops from Hillary. Who's the real Clinton is the question. Wow, just released Fox News poll on the Republican side shows Carson and Trump neck and neck. Donald Trump is even starting to be challenged by third place Ted Cruz. Jeb Bush not even in the mix. Recent Republican Ben Carson jumps to the front of the GOP pack. That's all on your radio last hour. Now, Kurt, Twitter's in the news. They're going to have to cut 300 jobs. They're so sorry. High tech ain't going to save you if you're one of those 300, huh?
Ooh. Yeah, good point.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, Mr. Twitter, the Twitter feed, you know, I mean, I really don't understand that kind of business, but, you know, it's a booming economy there, I guess.
Huh? Yeah, you got that right. Now, I don't know how to describe this, but let me just explain this. You know what a pimp is, right, Kurt?
Yeah.
A pimp is like a thug. That exploits women for sex and money, okay? In other words, he's the, I don't know if I should say owner, but he's the perverse man that quote, is the boss for prostitutes. Mm-hmm. Well, just so you know, in modern society, now I disagree with this completely, but in modern society, you got the bad pimps, and then you got the good pimps, Kurt.
Yeah.
You know, like gambling's okay as long as you're funding education. You got it?
Yeah.
Gambling's like good if it funds education. Now, that's the lie we've been told forever. Well, it's getting worse, Kurt.
Yeah, it is. Sam, you know, the headline from the CNN Money folks, you know, because they're tracking your money, of course, and making sure that, you know, you spend it properly. But, you know, I mean, we've got such a huge student debt problem in America. So apparently the CNN money guys have figured out the solution, Sam. Yeah, the headline reads, this pimp helps his prostitutes pay off student debt. Yeah, well, I mean, if you're having trouble in your normal job, I mean, I guess you got, you know, they call them workers. At this Moonlight Bunny Ranch brothel, and they say they have unconventional jobs, but they say in many ways they're just like most of America's young adults. Yeah, how's that? You say, well, yeah, they got student loans to pay off. The guy, the owner of the place, is a guy named Dennis Hoff, H-O-F, and they say he's got more than 500 women working for him. That is legal, and they put that in parentheses, brothel.
You should write government-sponsored, Kurt, on that, rather than just legal. You should tell the truth that it's government-sponsored.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't say that he employs these workers. It should say that he exploits vulnerable women at his, quote, government-sponsored. Right? See, we need to call things the way they really are.
It is rather interesting how, you know, so if a farmer has some Spanish guy working for him in the fields.
Oh, that farmer's evil. That's illegal, buddy.
Yeah. But if this guy's got, you know, these women doing these things.
Buddy, it's on the up and up, bro.
Yeah, I mean, this is.
See, these people are nuts. They're just crazy.
Anyway, so he estimates he's got about 18% of them with student college debt. You know, I mean, he apparently will do matching payments for these people. Now, one of them they talk about. Well, let's see. She was a cheerleader at the University of Michigan, had $40,000 in federal student loans. After she started working there, she, by the way, began dating the owner, who agreed to match her debt payments, and she was debt-free in 60 days. Another worker, anyway, gives her name. She was carrying about a $40,000 debt load. She said she left the Bunny Ranch about 9 years ago, went to, you know, study to be a surgical technician at the High Tech Institute. But she couldn't find work in her field after she finished the program, which is pretty normal in the booming economy in America. But so she headed back to the ranch. She was making minimum payments, they said, but it had a floating interest rate. I guess that means it floats up. Made her debt loan balloon back to $32,000, but she said she started doubling her payments. And now, she made her last payment 3 months ago. She said, I'm so grateful that I did. And the ranch and this guys were my absolute saviors. I had no quality of life, she said. She was making those minimum payments, and now since she makes $30,000 a month at the Bunny Ranch, she's got enough to pay off things. So, you know, I mean, that's a pretty good chunk that they get paid to $360,000 a year, Sam. You know, you can see that's pretty
attractive. Yeah, but Kurt,
for
however you want to cloak it in the so-called make-you-feel-good stuff, what's the real cost? And I would point to the moral cost.
That's a great point.
And the scriptures talk about the whoredoms, Kurt, are against God's laws. And so I, you know, just can't, like, recommend it. Now, I realize if you work for Twitter and now you don't have a job, you may need to do something.
Yeah.
But I would propose or suggest something a little different, personally.
Good point.
That's just how
By
I
the
roll.
Way, the owner, you know, he does make pay the matching payments out of the 50% cut that he takes from the client's money.
The good pimp?
No, I mean,
not. Yeah. Okay. But isn't that kind of how they're
it's
pitching
crazy,
it almost?
Isn't it?
It's like he's the good pimp, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
Isn't that crazy? What are they What are they thinking? This is someone's daughter.
I mean, he's helping folks pay off federal debt. I mean, you know.
Government debt. That's why I see it's government-sponsored prostitution to pay off government-sponsored education. I mean, it's crazy.
Good point.
I mean, these are people's daughters, Kurt. And people's sisters and either people's wives or potential wives or, you know, girlfriend. It just makes you sick. That's what it does.
Yes,
it All does. Right. I got to move to another sick story. 800-pound man. He's going to slim down, bro, and live a life, man.
Yeah. Now, Sam.
I took a couple bullet points from this story, so be ready for them.
Yeah, I bet you did. I was thinking you'd... Well, it's a fat story, you know, but when
No, buddy, it's slimming down, man. We're putting it on radio, so we've got just the facts, ma'am.
Yeah, good point. But this guy, you know, he hails from Rhode Island, you know, and they say he's determined to slim down, and he's going to wants to be an actor someday. He refers to himself as a monster and wants to inspire others who struggle with their weight. By the way, he's 33 years old, and he's addicted to something. Do you want to tell him what it is, Sam?
What is now his favorite thing?
What he's addicted to?
Well, the 33-year-old says he's addicted to pizza, as long as it's not topped with anchovies. Now, I mean, I agree with this guy, Kurt. I love pizza. I don't really like anchovies on it, but my favorite pizza, listen carefully, people. My favorite pizza is thin crusted pizza full of veggies. I know that sounds crazy.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people are like, hey, man, get the meat lovers and the cheese lovers. Okay, I like that and stuff. Don't get me wrong. But my favorite, believe it or not, is thin crust pizza, quality gourmet pizza that's just full of vegetables on top. I know that sounds...
Yeah.
And one of my favorite restaurants to go to is in a place called Provo, Utah. It's called Nicatalia's. And they've got the most phenomenal veggie pizza on the planet, bro. I'm telling you. Thin homemade dough gourmet pizza. It's to die for. Just phenomenal stuff. Anyway, just saying. But this guy's addicted to pizza. We'll tell you the rest of the story in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. When I stopped to do some walking, I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill, and I feel great.
I had 3 bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live. Sam and Kurt, hard-hitting news. The network refused to use 800-pound man addicted to pizza. Ooh, his name is Stephen Asante. He's of Cranston. He refers to himself now, Kurt, as a monster, but don't worry, he wants to slim down. He wants to eventually inspire others who struggle with their weight. Now, he's addicted to pizza as long as it doesn't have anchovies on it. Man, I agree with that. I don't like anchovies. Nevertheless, I would say, though, that I love thin-crusted veggie, gourmet, or specialty pizzas. I mean, they're just so good. I don't know that I'm really addicted to them. I just really love them. The reason I say I'm not addicted is it's like I can go without them. But given a chance to eat one of those bad boys, I'm in. And I don't like just the average pizza, though. Your $5 pizza, your Little Caesars pizza, your you know, Domino's pizza. I don't like that stuff, really. I mean, it's okay, but it isn't the same as gourmet specialty pizza, Kurt. Not even close. The dough's completely different. The ingredients are completely different. And so that's something kind of an understanding. You get thin crusted pizza with the right dough, and you put on there, you know, pure ingredients, man, and you put a bunch of veggies on that bad boy. Oh, man, it's just phenomenal. In fact, I took Kurt out while we were at the airport and got him some gourmet veggie pizza. How'd you like that, Kurt? Was that all right?
Yeah, I did enjoy that. One thing I got to say, though, Sam, is that I believe, you know, and I'll put a, you know, I guess you could say a plug in for Domino's, in that as far as I know, they're about the only place you can, get the whole wheat dough. Now, you can't get it in the store. The only way you can get it is when you participate in this their fundraising deal, where you basically get your pizza dough, or, you know, pizzas, you know, they come frozen, and then you distribute them out to folks, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but, and that's a good thing. It's just hard to make happen. But you're right. It's a great point.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, one of the things that I did want to bring this story up about is this is an AP story.
He says he's a monster.
Now, yeah, and this AP story, you know, that's the Associated Press. These are the people that, hey, they watch for the very important news for you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, they don't typically have any time to really tell you that, hey, guns will protect you. They don't have time for that. Now, they don't have time to tell you how the Federal Reserve is basically a dishonest money system, and we should use the real system that we had before with silver and gold, et cetera. They don't ever have time for that. They don't have time for, you know, the out-of-control taxation stories, et cetera. But they do have time for stuff like this, Sam. I mean, they, you know, they've got space. They, for example, they, you know, they quote this guy. He said, "I love food. I always love to eat." He said, "I didn't think it would cause me harm and make me into the monster that I am right now. I don't feel human." I guess he spoke to a Rhode Island television station after he said he was kicked out of a Rhode Island hospital. Now, what was the reason he was kicked out of the hospital, Sam?
I bet they're like smuggling in pizza, bro. That's probably what's going on.
Yeah, he ordered pizza.
It's okay for the hospital to have pizza, just not for that okay for that dude to order it. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, yeah, that's the problem. If he was buying it from them, it's all right. The television company, production company for TLC's My 600-Pound Life, then contacted the guy, the owner's assistants at Megalomedia. Yeah,
well, Megalo.
Megalo Media,
fat dude. Yeah, that
would
good.
Be the name.
I like that.
Yeah, said they may be interested in filming him. I don't know if they'd have a camera wide enough, but anyway.
Buddy, they got two and three lens shot. They can cover that dude no problem, bro.
Anyway, he wants to have gastric bypass
surgery. They can even Photoshop
surgery.
Him to be much fatter, Kurt.
Yeah, they
feel. You know what I mean? Like, they make the models thin. They can just make this dude more of what he is, right?
Yeah, that's right. He's you're even bigger than what we thought. Yeah. But anyway, his solution, he's going to go for some gastric bypass surgery. Now, he's 6'1" tall, which is the same as me. And so he figures he must
Yeah, except for Kurt weighs, I think, what, like a quarter? Well, maybe not quite. Yeah, a quarter
about,
of what this
know,
guy weighs, right?
Yeah, so anyway, he said he's got to slim down to 550 pounds to be eligible, you know. That would be slimming down. After he hopes to eventually drop to 180 pounds. Ooh, now he'd be a fourth of his, you know.
Yeah, and then he'd be looking at Kurt and going, "Hey, fatty."
Yeah, that's right. He's he said he's been putting on weight since high school, and he tried countless diets. Now he's at the Kent Hospital in Warwick, and he said he eats 2,000 calories a day or less. He's taking antibiotics for a leg infection, and he roams the hallways. They say using a walker for exercise.
Well, at least he's trying, Kurt. I got to give this guy a lot of credit, though, for trying to make a difference and working on it and stuff like that. I hope and pray he's successful. And he says he feels like a monster. He feels like he's not human, Kurt. And I want to take this opportunity, as we always do on the radio, to provide solutions and to double and triple and quadruple down on hope and answers. I commend this guy for trying. I appreciate the story. Yes. He says he wants to inspire others to who struggle with their weight to do something about it. I think that's a good goal. And I want to remind him that he is a child of God. He is a son of our Heavenly Father. And he is loved by God. He is known personally by God. God is aware of his struggles. And I just want to make it very clear that, you know what? Even though we feel like sometimes we're so far away from things that matter most, don't forget that his arms are stretched out still, is the way I would, you know, use the scriptures to kind of articulate. He loves this gentleman. Steve, you know, God loves you. Stephen, even though you feel like you're, you know, so far from what you want to be, I get that. I understand many people through sin feel that way or all kinds of reasons. But you know what? Ask your God. Just pray to him and ask him, I need to feel your love and your support and your, and I'm telling you, he'll feel it if he tries. And I think that's an important point to make for anybody, no matter what mistakes we've made, no matter who we are, no matter what the circumstances are going on in our lives, etc. I just want to make it very clear. You know, and I testify that God loves Stephen. And I know that he's way overweight and feels out of sorts. I get all that. But there is hope. And turning towards spiritual things and praying to God for comfort is one great stabilizer. It fights off depression and discouragement. It gives hope and replaces it with opportunity and solutions. And so I commend this guy for doing his best, and I would give him a little guidance for the rest, kind of a thing, Kurt. And I want to make that very clear in everybody's circumstance.
Amen to that, Sam. And one more little tidbit.
That's just how we kind of wreck the world, right, Kurt?
Yes, sir. That's exactly it. The Rhode Island Hospital says they don't have a weight loss program. And I'm thinking, wait, haven't you ever tasted hospital food? But anyway.
Well, they could get rid of pizza, Kurt. Might help.
Yeah, well, you know, they say he acknowledged ordering pizzas to his room, but he questions why nobody stopped the delivery man. You know, I mean, they could have saved him from himself, you know, but et cetera. Well, anyway.
But see, Kurt, I don't even believe pizza's the problem.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's how much pizza you eat, and it's how often you eat it that's the problem.
Yeah, that's right. He said he couldn't climb the stairs in his father's home. 800 pounds going up and down. Anyway, so he faced living in the back of his father's SUV. He said he felt wrecked and depressed and knew he needed to change. Well, he's right on that.
I agree. And sometimes that feeling, Kurt, is designed to help us change.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Okay, so there's nothing wrong with that feeling as long as it's channeled correctly is the point.
I mean, imagine if you couple this story with the, 18 trillion in debt that the United States is.
Yeah, man, I mean, now I was given hope, Kurt. Now that you bring up government, I don't know that there's any hope on that deal. I mean, there's no way we're going to pay it back, Kurt. It's not even possible. Now, I believe this guy could lose weight, but I don't believe the government can pay off the debt, Kurt. They can't. The dishonest money system ensures they can't.
That's right. That's right. That's the key thing. Man.
So we can't have hope in things that
right things
are hopeless.
To return to the right stuff.
Okay, now that's a valid point. Who do we turn to for that? Amen. All I know is Kurt loves Domino's, and so do the churches. They're tipping. We'll tell you about it in seconds. I wonder if they tip more than Stephen did. You think, Kurt? All right. Domino's Pizza Delivers. We'll tell you about it. This is Liberty Roundtable, live on your radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Kirk Crosby is in charge of sound effects, ladies and gentlemen. I think he's supposed to, like, do a doorbell like Domino's Pizza delivers right now. Isn't that what you're supposed to do, Kirk?
Yeah, I'm sure that would doorbell be sound. Yeah. Appropriate, you know, there. But, yeah, you know what? I just enjoyed this story quite a bit. You know, what you've got here is the headline reads, Ohio church congregation tips Domino's driver more than $1,000 for a $5.99 pizza. Now, by the way, this is from the Deseret News National Edition. You know, you have to look hard to find things like this because, you know, it's not a terrible, you know, somebody died story or somebody got run over or some.
It doesn't even have good pimps in it, Kurt.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You know.
But anyway, you know, this driver was left in tears, they say, when an Ohio church congregation tipped her more than $1,000. By the way, it's about $1,046. And, you know, more of the story is that, you know, the stopping started.
And the moral of the story, Kurt, is a little less whoring, a little more pizza delivering, maybe. A little more prayer.
Well, yeah. And,
more, you know.
And what you've got is you've got this church that basically this church had been, well, working on, they'd been teaching the church about being generous. And so they did something special for this lady, and they took up a special offering for a tip for her. And according to the paper, the congregation was wrapping up a sermon series on I Was Broke, Now I'm Not. And these monthly emphasis on random acts of kindness. And the preacher pulled out a thick stack of bills. The driver gasped, covered her mouth, and broke into tears. And she embraced him and said, "Thank you so much. I hope this can help you," he said. "And I don't know what's going on in your life." And she said, "It can help a lot. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody." So, you know, this is what you call private acts of charity, Sam.
Yeah, yes, sir.
It's not government charity.
Well, we got to have more of that. You
Amen
know?
To that, yeah.
Wow, how's that going to like get ratings, though, Kurt? I mean.
Yeah, great point. Yeah,
you know, I kind of don't really know what we're going to do about that. No wonder we're so down.
What
ratings,
I'm, you know, surprised about is that this church hasn't been, you know, given some fine or something. I mean, we saw those stories of, you know, the churches that wanted to do, you know, beds for the homeless, and then they got in trouble, you know, like in our area, because, hey, they were competing with government homeless centers, you know?
Yeah, Kurt, what they're saying about this story is holy pepperoni. You know what I mean?
Great.
I just found that funny.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. You know?
Yeah, Natasha was pleased, Kurt. She was really happy.
She was.
I'm super excited for
lady,
Natasha and crew.
You know, and, you know, it's just, it's a perfect example of, hey, folks getting together, helping out. And, you know, even though these people, these congregants are forced to participate in all the government welfare, they still found it in their heart to, you know, put some money together. Just like we, you know, I mean, people, friends of ours have done that to help different sheriffs, different you know, guys, and it's just cool to see how private charity works.
Holy pepperoni. You don't even need government, Kurt? Whoa.
Amen to that. Pretty cool.
I hope this can help you. I don't know what's going on in your life, you said.
Yeah.
It can help a lot. Now, think about that. She's not even, they're not even worried about what's going on in her life.
No.
Right?
I mean, they didn't even ask her for her Social Security number, I bet. You know what I mean?
Whoa. Dude, that could, I mean, just imagine what would.
Yeah.
All
shocker.
Right. I guess Pepsi's in the news, Kurt. Right?
Now, this, yeah, this story about Pepsi is just, at least to me, it's interesting for a number of reasons. Now, they say it's got a Venezuela problem. And then they say, $1.4 billion. Now, you, when you read the headline, you go, what's up with that? I mean, you know. But they reported a $1.4 billion charge for its business in Venezuela. They say they cited the country's uncertain currency, economy, and political outlook. Now they didn't fit this in the story, Sam. But what is the problem in Venezuela? I mean, you know, why can't Pepsi just make boatloads of bucks?
I'll tell you,
there?
First off, you got fake money running around. Good dishonest point. Money. Secondly, you got instability, which, you know, we're quickly approaching all that in America too, Kurt, unfortunately.
That's right. You know. And you also have a socialist communist leader who basically, you know, is even more, which is hard to believe, you know, more than ours, you know, saying, hey, here's what the price has to be, et cetera. You know, that just doesn't work. But, you know, to give you an example of how their money is, you know, fared, if you will, they use what they call the Bolivar down there. And they say in January, one U.S. dollar, you could get 173 Bolivars for it. Now, let's see, we're, about nine, 10 months later. $1 will get you 829 Bolivars. So if you've been saving those little Bolivars, you're in trouble. You know what I mean? Because the more you save, the less they are worth.
Yeah.
So what's amazing is to have them feel like, man, I got to get some of those strong U.S. dollars. I mean, just imagine how strong those U.S. dollars would be if they were actually backed by what they were supposed to be backed by, huh, Sam? Now, but this story didn't have space for that. I mean, it just couldn't fit that in there. You know what I mean? It just couldn't put that in there. But anyway, don't worry, though. The Venezuelans are still going to be able to drink Pepsi. You know,
yeah, you can drink Pepsi. You can eat pizza, buddy. You can get it all done. You can give big tips to people and everything else. Well, all I know is this. Lamar Odom, former NBA star, and I guess he was like a reality TV star and stuff like that, too. Anyway, Lamar, I guess the deal with him, Curtis, he was trying to help girls pay off their debts, I was thinking.
Well, yeah, that's what's interesting about this story. It's about the same place, this, you know, that we talked about earlier, these, you know, this pimp that would help the girls pay off their college debt. He spent some time there at the same place. They say he, you know, was unresponsive. In other words, you know, just kind of out of it, really. This guy was a two-time NBA champ and, you know, even married to, for some, whatever marriage means in this case, but married to one of those Kardashian girls. But,
yeah, who is it, Khloe?
I'm not sure.
Khloe Kardashian is what it is?
Yeah, okay. But anyway, you know, you'd think he really had it.
It's like Khloe, though.
He showed up to this, quote, ranch and spent some time there. They say was found unresponsive, so they were going to give him a helicopter ride, you know, airlifted, but the doggone guy at 6'10" wouldn't really fit in the air on a helicopter. So they had to haul him in the ambulance. They say the girls found him unresponsive. They turned him over, and he threw up, you know, et cetera. They say it looked like he had been maybe taking a lot of, what do they call it, herbal Viagra. Wonder why he'd be doing that. But anyway, bottom line is it's a sad story of, hey, what we get told is the, you know, real cool life, et cetera, right? But the bottom line is, man.
Now, Lamar.
Good is called evil, and evil is called good.
Lamar.
Yes.
They say, is the estranged husband of Khloe Kardashian.
Yeah.
And I guess she filed for divorce, citing irreconcilable differences.
Yeah, we can't figure this thing out. That's what that means.
Well, and then I guess she still tries to keep in touch with Lamar.
Yeah.
And I guess the deal is that their divorce isn't final.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know enough of the details.
Yes.
But I know this. They say the police looked through his things, didn't find any illegal drugs. So, you know, this Viagra, it's perfectly legal, just like the whoring and the seeking
well,
out.
Well, they said it was
ladies of the night.
Herbal Viagra.
Perfectly legal,
yeah.
Now, I feel bad for Khloe Kardashian, and I feel bad for Lamar, and I think, you know, if they could just get their lives together, maybe Lamar ought to be a little more addicted to Khloe, and maybe they could, you know, work things out. But it's going to be pretty hard to work things out when he's off taking Viagra and then, you know.
They said he had quite a like bit that. Of alcohol and, you know, didn't finish his bottle of cognac, let me give you a little hint. Lamar, those are not the things that will help you, you know, return to the NBA and maybe, you know, straighten out your whole family.
I don't think he wants to return to the NBA, Kerry.
No.
I think he's too busy. So, you know, the sad part is, you know, again, you got to obey God's laws to be stable and happy, folks.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you. There you have it. All right, quick pause, final segment in seconds. Sam and Kurt, News the Networks Refuse to Use, guidance and direction. Hope, opportunity, all on your radio. It's called LibertyRoundtable.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, here's hoping that Lamar Odom and Khloe Kardashian can bust out and find out why they got irreconcilable differences and try to resolve those. And I submit to you that if they both turn towards God for guidance in their lives, Kurt, all things are possible with God. And so I'm just saying that, you know, that's where they ought to turn. And, you know, Lamar ought to just quit hanging out in the brothels and the bars and get off the cognac or whatever that garbage is and get off the whatever Viagra drugs he's on. And maybe maybe Khloe ought to, you know, I guess in 2009 they got married, Kurt, and they taped it for a video series and all this kind of stuff. And again, you need to take your love life out of the mainstream mix, Kurt, if you want it to be successful. They'll destroy it every time with their paparazzi and they're this and they're that and they're perverting of what someone says. Pretty soon Chloe's talking about sex with her husband and this and that, because that's what the mainstream press does. It'll destroy your marriage. You got to just simply say, listen, we love each other deeply and we're not going to talk about our life together. That's one thing. Another thing is that they, you know, I don't know if there's children amongst them, but you know, bringing children into a marriage is a good thing, and can really make a difference to hold people together. Why? Because it's God's plan, and when you follow God's plan, good things happen. Just saying. So, you know, there's hope there. Now, speaking of that, the cost of childcare trumps rent these days, Kurt.
Trumps rent. Yeah, you know, the Trump seems to be...
Is Trump talking about childcare and rent now, Kurt?
You know, but... no,
Oh, you can even use that word without invoking Trump now, though, huh?
Yeah, good point. The word Trump is just everywhere. But no, you know, on this whole childcare thing, Sam, it's interesting to see. There's so many folks, you know, that are finding that they childcare costs quite a lot, you know, these days. And they say if you thought the cost of college was pricey, in some places childcare costs soar above that as well. This is according to a research paper from the Economic Policy Institute. So some folks are going to take this and say, see, this is why you can't have kids. Anyway, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, they advise, and of course you'll find that in the Constitution, that you just have to, you know, kind of read between the lines. But anyway, they advise that affordable child care shouldn't account for more than 10% of a family's budget. Fortune magazine noted, though, that costs in that area can eat up more than 30%. Now, what I wanted to ask you, Sam, about this story, they say, considering child care costs have risen 168% over the last 25 years, it's almost like the federal debt, you know, going up. But wouldn't it make more sense, Sam, for the moms to just be with the children?
Woman hater.
Yeah, that's
see, that's how they're going to roll, Kurt. Now we don't even have a discussion. We're just talking about you being a woman hater, see?
Yeah, good point.
And Kurt just wants the women to be barefoot and pregnant and either in the kitchen or in bed, and that's Kurt, see?
Oh.
Now I just frame the argument, lie and deceive and manipulate and pervert, and there it goes. Now, if you want to know the truth, absolutely, Kurt. There is a proper role for men and women, and most women will find if they don't go to work, if they stay home, and they spend their time saving money. You know, you can use coupons, Kurt. You can make homemade meals. You can sew your children's clothes. You can do a lot of different things that can save big money. You know, they say it costs like $300,000 to raise a kid. Not in my house, it doesn't, buddy. I ain't made that much money, not even close. It's not possible.
Yeah.
I've got eight kids, and I guarantee you that $300,000 times eight, you know, that's $2.4 million, not even counting the support of me and my wife. That didn't happen because we didn't make that kind of money over that time frame. Just not possible. Yeah. Okay, so first off, you got to look at it and say, how much is the child care cost? How much taxes does government take out of your money? How much does it cost for the woman to be, you know, getting the clothes and getting dressed up and the gas and two cars and the list goes on and on and on, eating away from home because you got to have lunch at work and stuff? And how much does it really cost to make all that happen, Kurt? And you find out that most families, when that happens, go backwards.
Good point.
And then you say, we're not debating women here or their value or their intelligence or their freedom to choose or any of those things. What we're discussing is an economic reality that if it's taking 30% of your income and the government's taking who knows what percent of your income, and by the time you do what it takes to get up and go, so to speak, in other words, car, gas, food, clothes, the list on and on, you know, it's not an economically viable idea. And that's really where we need to discuss this. But what they want to do is derail to what we think about women. What they want to do is derail and act like, you know, women need more pay or this and that. What the discussion needs to be is about the economic realities of what's best. And I will submit to you that, one, we can talk about the economic realities, and it's a losing proposition almost every time, unless the woman makes a ton of money. Secondly, though, I want to talk about the costs that are not financial. And when we have latchkey children running around and then pretty soon the child's involved in sex and drugs and this and that, and there's no supervision at home, there's no supervision in the government schools, and then kids run off the rails. And what price as a society, as a family, because family is the fundamental unit of society, what price are we paying, Kurt? And it's off the charts a losing deal.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a key part of the story that they don't seem to put in.
But I must hate women too for even suggesting.
What are the solutions? Yeah, that's right. What are the solutions, you know, for families, for, you know, how to get along and that kind of thing?
Now, there are ways for women to contribute by saving money and doing all the things that I mentioned, but they can also, Kurt, stay at the crossroads and contribute financially if it's a must from home and other ways. There's plenty of opportunities in the modern world to get a lot of those things done too. And, you know, no one's saying that women aren't capable or intelligent or any of those things. That's not the discussion.
But my wife's probably really suggesting.
My wife's smarter than I am, but, you know.
Well, yeah, but that's exactly, a woman does so much that, you know, you can't even literally pay for it, Sam. You can't replace a mom with a computer
or a wife,
nanny, or anything else. Yeah, you just can't do that.
And, all right.
You know, talking about this Odom guy kind of highlights that in that, you know, he's a lost dog, if you will.
I hear that. Well, Kurt, I don't know if I should talk about this. I guess we can talk about Waffle Love or Michelle Duggar. All right, I'm going to give you a little hint on Michelle Duggar. We'll talk about that one of the future broadcasts coming up, and then we'll finish on Waffle Love, okay? All Michelle right. Duggar reveals what wives should do for their husbands in the bedroom. Now, I know you're going to say, Sam, why are you going to bring up a topic like this? Where is this going to go? My friends, remember, I don't bring up salacious topics, and I don't take them intentionally into a salacious realm. Don't do it. Don't believe in it, okay? It's not the place for radio. However, if they are speaking out on this, she does make valid points, despite the salacious headline, that ought to be considered in a relationship. And I want to put some caveats into it. I want to put some reality into it. I want to put some appropriate responses husband-wise into it. In other words, the chivalrous husband responsibility. The promise made, the covenant made when you marry each other, that you take care of each other in sickness and health and through good and bad and all those kind of ideas. In other words, hey, it's just not a while things are great, we're married idea. And we'll get into all that. It won't be as salacious, so don't look forward to it in that sense. But look forward to it in terms of the promotion and the protection of the family and the proper role of why God put man and woman together in the first place, Kurt. So we'll talk about that in one of the future broadcasts in relation to the Michelle Duggar revealing what wives should do for husbands in the bedroom idea, because I'd like to take the discussion and relate it to not just the bedroom, Kurt, to life. What should wives do for husbands in life, and what should husbands do for wives in life, Kurt? It's a equal two-way street. The responses may be different because the roles are intended for complementary reasons, But yet, nevertheless, it's an appropriate discussion. And so we're going to talk about that. But let's finish today. I guess Waffle Loves in the news, Kurt. That's a food truck. Do you go to the food trucks, Kurt?
You know, I've been really close to them.
Never went to one, huh?
You know, well, I've eaten some stuff from them since my wife bought it and brought it over to me. But what
you need to learn to go and sample these things, Kurt.
When I see them, I'm at these farmers markets selling my raw honey, and so what happens is I got to stay at my place while they're doing their thing. You know, the Wapo Love guys were just down the little ways from me last Friday night, and so I am a.
Why don't you take your wife on a date to the food trucks, Kurt?
Well, I always invite her to come, but she knows that I'm working during that time.
You take her on a date. You're not working when you go on dates, Kurt.
I know.
You're not supposed to.
During those times.
See, I gotta help Kurt with what husbands should do for wives deal a little bit.
That's
probably.
Right. Good point.
All right. Anyway, so Waffle Love, though, they're
like
doing a great job, Kurt.
I earn money. Yeah. And one thing that I thought was interesting, apparently they had some kind of a food truck war kind of show going on. You know, it's another TV program that I missed. Apparently, these guys came in second behind something out of, I don't know, Philadelphia or something like that. But the cool thing was is that along the way on this, you know, road great food truck race that they had or whatever, it spanned a couple of Sundays, and you know, they didn't know they were going to have to be told to sell on Sundays, but they didn't, and they still got second place. Sam, they did their Sunday worship, and they didn't you know, break the Sabbath day, they still got second place. That's pretty cool, huh?
I think it's phenomenal news. I think it's an example to follow, and I think more people ought to consider the Sabbath day, the sacredness of the Sabbath day. It's not a day for regular business for buying and selling. And so, you know, making time for church during a reality TV competition, and I guess there was a lot of people quite critical of them, but they stood stronger. They just said, hey, that's what we do. And I commend them, and I wish there was more of it, because I'm convinced if we were to obey one of those Ten Commandments, keep the Sabbath day holy, I believe there'd be a whole lot more blessings coming our way. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what we need, and therefore that's the solution to a lot of the problems we face. Thanks for being along for the ride. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.